Hello everyone and good morning. This is the recorded morning service from Wallington and St Andrew's Cheam United Reformed Churches for Sunday the 9th of May, and we're very glad that you're able to listen to it. The service is led by our minister, the Reverend Craig Bowman.
Wherever you are and whoever you are, welcome to our worship. In love we were made, by love we are redeemed, and love at last shall bring us home. In gratitude for all that we have and all that we are, we come to give thanks to our loving God and to praise God's holy name. Our opening hymn, O Worship the King, All Glorious Above. Let us pray. Father, you are closer to us than the air we breathe. And yet, Almighty God, you are beyond the range of radio wave, telescope sight, or radar search. Father, your touch is as gentle as a snowflake. And yet, Almighty God, yours is the power that spoke the universe into being. Father, we know you as a loving parent, intimate and close. And yet, Almighty God, we can never know you, Our imagination is not lively enough, our minds too small. Near us and beyond us, Father and Almighty God, help us to worship you. Joy-giving God, we know who we are, people who hear the harmony of your grace and love in our souls, but sing off-key so often. We want to learn new songs, but those haunting tunes of our past mistakes run through our heads. We long to make a joyful noise to you, but the hurts inflicted on us and the pain we have caused others silence our voices. Sing to us, Conductor of Grace. Sing of your forgiveness, your hope, your love for us. Strike a chord of humility in our hearts so our eyes could see all you have done for us. And in seeing we might believe how much you love us. And in believing we would echo that new song of hope and life composed through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Listen to the melody of the good news. Christ is risen, bringing joy into the world. The one who was dead now lives and wraps us in the delight of life forever with our God. Now our dirges have turned to joy. Our requiem has been rearranged as a hymn of hope. Our laments are lost in a cantata of praise. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen. And we join together in the Lord's Prayer in its more modern form. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours now and for ever. Amen.
In John chapter 15, Jesus talks with his disciples. He makes it clear to them they are his friends and he loves them. We know from reading other books in the Bible that Jesus and his friends travel together, eat together, stay over with friends or wider family, support each other. They spend a lot of time together. From what I know and think, Jesus must have been a wonderful friend. Judging by his parables, I read them and think, he's got a sense of humour. He was direct and honest, patient, forgiving, understanding. It seems he even knew what was going on in his friends' minds, even before they said anything. Their confusion, doubts, frustration. He was thoroughly aware they weren't perfect, but he chose them. So how about your friends? What do you love about them? What do you enjoy doing together? Include memories of friends who we've perhaps spent a lot of time with, but who we miss, who are perhaps no longer with us or close to us. Take a moment. Think about them. Think about what they mean or meant to you. Friends. Well, some of my friends I can share everything with. And likewise, I think they share quite a bit with me, the ups and downs that go on in our lives. Friends, oh, I like the ones who phone or email saying, how about a walk and a chat next week? I'm lucky I have friends who laugh with me, cry with me, pray with me. Some who text and say, I've been thinking of you a lot lately. How are you doing? What's happening? Friends cooked a whole two-course Sunday roast and brought it over to myself and my husband one time when we'd spent 3 or 4 nights without sleep looking after our son when he was very ill. Friends helped out during a difficult time last year when I was looking after my dad. Maybe friends sometimes let you down, disappoint you, disagree with you. But what sort of friend am I? Am I patient all the time? Probably not. Understanding? Forgiving? Do I give time? So what sort of friend are you? Jesus commands his friends, his disciples, to love each other as I have loved you. What sort of friend are we to Jesus? I now will read a poem which was given to me a good while ago. It was given to myself and some friends, and it may assist reflection. My beloved, how are you? I just had to send you this letter to tell you how much I care for you. I saw you yesterday as you were walking with friends. I waited all day, hoping you would talk to me. As evening drew near, I gave you a sunset to close your day and a cool breeze to rest you. And I waited. You never came. Oh yes, it hurt me, but I still love you because I am your friend. I saw you fall asleep and I longed to touch your brow. I spilt moonlight upon your pillow and your face. Again I waited. Waited to, well, talk. I have many gifts for you. You awakened late, rushed off for the day. My tears were in the rain. Today, you look so sad, so alone. It makes my heart ache because I understand. My friends let me down and hurt me many times too. But I love you. I try to tell you in the quiet green grass. I whisper in the leaves and the trees. Breathe it in the colours of the flowers. I shout it to you in the mountain streams and give the birds love songs to sing. We will spend eternity together in heaven. I know how hard it is on this earth. I really know because I was there, and I want to help you. Just call on me, ask me, talk to me. It's your decision. I have chosen you, and because of this, I will wait. I love you, your friend, Jesus.
Our second hymn. In Christ there is no east or west, in him no north or south.
reading from Acts chapter 10, verses 44 to 48. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy word.
This reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. I love you just as the Father loves me. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My commandment is this: love one another just as I love you. The greatest love a person can have for his friends is to give his life for them. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what his master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. This then is what I command you: love one another. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy word.
I want to start with one of the readings we haven't heard this morning. The psalm set for this day is the 98th, and I didn't choose to hear it because I thought it would be hard to hear this morning, especially by those who have gathered together to worship in a church building. For those who don't easily recall which psalm is which, Psalm 98 is the one that begins, "O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things," and includes the injunctions to make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth, break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. Even if we had not read it, there are many hymns and songs we know that take their inspiration from this psalm, which I could have chosen. However, after a year of not being able to come together and sing praises, it felt like it would be rubbing salt into the wound if we had to sit listening to those words this morning. However, the longer the week went on, the more I was drawn back to it, and in particular, a rendering of the psalm by Carla Groschmiller in her book Psalms Redux. Carla is a United Reformed Church minister who came to us from the United Church of Christ in the USA. In her book, she takes the powerful voices and themes of the psalms and transposes them into a contemporary setting, using images and metaphors that we may more readily recognise from our experiences. Listen to her version of the psalm. "Sing aloud for joy. Conjure magnificent melodies. Create meteorotic metaphors. Reach for the heights of beauty and the depths of drama. Use everything to hand, all that you can make and all that you can imagine. Stardust and earth dreams, the music of the spheres and the murmur of silence, the hunger of the heart and the hope everlasting. The power within and beyond, the presence throughout, the wonder and the glory call for nothing less than the full expression of all that we are and all that we have. There is no place on earth or in the heavens that has not been soaked in, tickled, or teased by divine love. There is no living creature on earth or in the heavens that has not been marked, grazed, or embraced by the divine kiss. There is no song too lowly or too grand to offer in praise and thanksgiving. Bring your instruments, blow your horns, strum your strings, pound your pianos, lift your voices. Match the roar of the oceans and the majesty of the mountains. Let all things magnify holy might. Let all things reflect holy light. Nothing is apart from, and all is a part of, God, whose immensity, mercy, and justice are for ever. What struck me especially was, there is no place on earth or in the heavens that has not been soaked in, tickled, or teased by divine love. The whole of the world is holy and sacred. There is no place where God is absent. And also, there is no living creature on earth or in the heavens that has not been marked, grazed, or embraced by the divine kiss. All creatures are touched by God, and that includes us. And then, in our reading from John's Gospel, we have those words of incredible power. You did not choose me, I chose you. We are not part of God's family because we choose to be, but because God chose us, because we have been touched by the divine. How does that make us feel? We are valued. We are precious. We have an eternal place because God wants us. But more than that, we are not here to be servants, but are friends. Jesus calls us friends. Jesus is reported to have said the words immediately after he washed his followers' feet, on the evening when later on he would be arrested by the Roman authorities and crucified. In this passage, Jesus changes how he refers to his relationship with his disciples, from being his servants and he being their master, to a relationship of friendship and unselfish giving of love. Having shared everything he has known with them, that he learned from God, who Jesus refers to as my Father, Jesus moves from being their teacher to being their friend. Being a friend is challenging. Being a friend is not a status or a description of a social relationship with someone. It is being involved with and concerned about a person and their life. Being a friend is challenging. It involves listening and accepting feelings, not criticizing or judging. It involves accepting someone as they are and for what they are. A good friend is both close to you and apart from you at the same time. A friend needs separateness or apartness from you. If they let themselves melt into being exactly like you, feeling exactly the same, they aren't helpful as a friend. Friends are a bit apart from you, and because of this, they can act as an independent observer for you and not be bound up by your emotions. Friends avoid being a judge or telling others what they should do. They don't try to run your life. Yet they tell you how they see your life is going and any pitfalls they can see ahead that you may not be aware of. To do this requires a good sense of understanding and timing and a willingness to risk telling you things that you may not want to hear. Friends sense when it is appropriate to state their views. Friends have the courage to have a good talk with you, to level with you, and to help you see the world as it really is, all without using that word should. Friends want the same things. I'm not talking about superficial things like sharing tastes in music or sport. I'm not even talking about sharing common values like honesty, kindness, generosity, and openness. Real friends must share themselves in such a way that the well-being of the one depends on the fulfillment of the deepest longings of the other. Friendship with Jesus means that our own happiness is bound up with the fulfillment of Jesus' deepest desires. Friends hold each other accountable. Some people think that a loving God cannot be a judging God. But real friends expect a lot of each other. What your friend does matters to you. We expect our friend to be faithful to the friendship and to keep his or her promises. Friends need each other. There can be no friendship where one person is powerless and vulnerable, while the other holds all the power, has no needs, and is invulnerable to hurt from the other. In Jesus, God offers himself to us. Jesus needed his disciples to carry on his work, and he needs us today. If we are genuine in our friendship with Jesus, we will spend as much time asking what we can do for him as we do telling him what he can do for us. So what does he ask us to do for him? Quite simply, he asks us to love one another. Simple, isn't it? Of course it's not. This is a hard commandment to keep. Jesus didn't say, love humanity as yourself, but love your neighbour as yourself. Your neighbour, by definition, is the person nearby. The one sitting next to you in the underground who smells. Perhaps the one next to you in the queue who tries to barge ahead of you. Your neighbour is the person nearby. And when someone's nearby, you have a lot more opportunity to get to know all about them, their strengths and their weaknesses, the things about them that make you laugh, and those that make you want to tear your hair out. But these are the people we're called on to love. The ones who are easy to love and the ones who are hard to love. The one who can always be counted on to help out in a pinch, who are friendly and nice and stop to chat while you're walking in the garden. And the ones who play loud music till all hours. The ones whose children yell rude comments out of their bedroom windows as you try to work in the garden. The ones who seem to care more about their lawns than they do about anything or anyone else. Loving Jesus style includes challenging corruption and deceit, caring for the welfare of our enemies, lending without expecting to be repaid, forgiving 70 times 7 those who hurt us, turning the other cheek, giving without wanting gratitude or praise, confronting with naked honesty the hypocrisies of religion, expressing anger when others are being exploited, cleansing the temple, embracing outcasts and welcoming sinners, accepting that in some circumstances misunderstanding will be our lot, that rejection and suffering may be the only apparent result of our holiest efforts. So today, go knowing that Christ has chosen you, that he finds you worthwhile, that he values you, that he thinks you are important, that he wants you for his friend, and rejoice in it. And go resolve to make friends of others, no matter who they are or what they are about or what they have or have not done. For that is what it means to be a friend of Christ. A story. A man went to his minister to say that he felt there was a lack of friendliness among members of the congregation, and that people were reluctant to greet one another in church. The minister agreed with him and said that he had devised a plan to change things. During the service the next Sunday, the minister described the situation to the congregation and said that the following Sunday they would have a brief pause to allow people to turn to those seated around them and greet them with a friendly hello.
After the service, the same man turned around to the woman behind him and said good morning. She looked at him in shocked indignation. She snapped, "That doesn't start until next Sunday." The truth is that some folk aren't ready to be friends of either God or us. But regardless of their choice, we are called to be friends with them, to choose to act in love not only towards those who love us, but to outcasts, to people we've never met, to anonymous drivers on the road, to little children who are lost, to aged people who need help to take care of themselves. And of course, to the neighbours in the pew or chair, no matter how grumpy he or she may be. Remember, my friends, that God has chosen you to be his friend, despite the fact that you and I, at the first, did not choose him. Therefore, let us choose, as he asks of us, to be friends of others, regardless of what they think or what they do. Thanks be to God. Our next hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. So faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee, thou wilt find a solace there.
Let us pray. God of love, friend to those in power, with the local elections this week, we are reminded of the privilege we have in being able to engage in democracy and to vote. Whatever our political leanings, we pray for those who have retained or gained places on our local councils, assemblies, senate, or parliaments. May they be diligent in working for the communities they serve, passionate about improving the lives of others, and open to listening to views different from their own. Equip all of our political representatives with the gifts of thoughtfulness, grace, and integrity.
God of love, friend to those in pain, we look at the situation unfolding in India and continue to feel despair for those who are ill and dying, and for those grieving for loved ones. We pray for the urgent supplies that India needs to arrive quickly. We pray for more oxygen, medicines and vaccines. May countries who have plenty be generous in their response to the crisis and bring the people of India some signs of improvement and signs of hope. God of love, friend to those who are tired, even though we are moving out of crisis mode, we know that there are many are exhausted after over a year of COVID. Help those in the NHS and care sector who are weary and tired to find rest and renewed enthusiasm for their work. There are also many of our wider communities left with the symptoms of long COVID, struggling with daily life. We ask for insightful research into the after effects of the virus and ways to help those who are finding it hard to return to normal life. God of love, friend to those who are struggling, as the country opens up and some of us move back to real life, we are aware that there are many for whom the pandemic has brought profound change to their circumstances. We think of the people who have lost their jobs and faced financial hardship as a result. We ask for resilience in the face of such difficult times, perseverance as people seek new work and try to cope with the demands of everyday life, and courage to face the challenges each new day brings. God of love, friend of our friends, thank you for the gift of friendship. Thank you for the people who bring fun and joy into our lives. Thank you for the warmth friends bring. Thank you that we can once again see those we love and enjoy their company. Despite the pain and struggle this year has wrought, we thank you for the friends that have helped us, stuck by us, cheered us up, listened and sympathised and helped us cope. Bless our friends and help us to look to Jesus to learn how to deepen our friendships and live the life of love he modelled. God of love, friend to us, we bring our own prayers to you now in this moment of silence. Christian Aid Week starts tomorrow, and so we end our prayers with a prayer written by the Reverend Bob Kikuyu, a Christian Aid theology advisor in Kenya. Great God, who makes the sun to rise and opens the heavens, hear the cry of your people who sow in hope for rain, but reap only despair. Hear the cry of your people seeking shelter from the storm, their hopes and homes submerged. Hear the cry of your people when creation is hitting back with rage and resistance. Give us hope, grant us salvation, give us a new relationship with creation, with reverence to tend this gift from you, and say once again of the earth and all you created, it is good. God of love, we bring all these prayers to you today. Challenge and strengthen us to live in ways that are loving, to family, to friends, to those we meet, and to and for the world. Amen.
Our final hymn. O Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end.
Oh,
As God has loved us, let us go to love those despised by the world. As Jesus has forgiven us, let us go to forgive everyone who has hurt us and to bring healing into their brokenness. As the Spirit calls us friends, let us go to befriend the outcasts, the lonely, and the lost of our society. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon us and all whom we love, this day and evermore. Amen.
Every time.